Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. See, there are laws. You realize there are laws, right? Physical and spiritual laws that God has put into motion. Amen. Well, there's the law of gravity. If you don't believe it, go to a high rise and jump and see what happens. Amen. And then there's the law of lift, which can overcome the law of gravity. So, and a lot of these, of course, you know, were all already in effect and people did not discover it. I mean, the law of lift was only discovered just over a century ago. But birds have been flying for ages since the beginning of time, right? But again, there are laws. We have to discover them. So I'm going to talk to you about the law of increase. Now watch this. Go with me to Mark chapter 4. We're going to read 24 and 25. Now, the entire chapter 4 of Mark is about the law of seed time and harvest time and the law of increase, okay? Look at what it says here. Mark chapter 4, verse 24 and 25. Then he, Jesus, said to them, take heed. That word heed means to pay attention, not just to hear, right? You can hear but not hear, right? Pay attention, take heed, be watchful, be careful, pay attention. Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. So you can see here, to you who hear, more will be given. But hear how? Take heed what you hear. So to those who truly hear, not just hear with their own ears, because, you know, with some people, it goes in one ear, goes out the other ear. But then it's got to really go into your spirit. When it goes into your spirit, you truly pay attention. Amen. Somebody said, I'm so poor, I can't even pay attention. Well, you ain't going to be poor no more. Because I bring you good news. Amen. Hallelujah. That means the only way is up. Hallelujah. But anyways, with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Well, that sounds like increase to me. Yes. To you who hear, more will be given. That's the law of increase. Amen. So that means, obviously, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we're talking about people who truly hear the word of God. And it goes into their spirit, right? They're hearing, right? And faith arises as they hear. That means more will be given. That means faith causes increase. It's actually faith that causes increase. Can you say amen? And then look at 25. For whoever has, to him more will be given. Amen. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. So God's not a socialist. He knows where to invest. To him who has what? Who has faith. Why? Because they heard. To him, her who has faith, more will be given. So faith is the key to increase. Faith is the key to increase. And then whoever does not have faith, it'll be taken from him because the enemy will come to steal. And it's by faith you protect what God has given you. Amen. Amen? Amen? If you're not in faith, the enemy can come in and take it. Hallelujah. It doesn't say God's going to take it away, but the enemy will come in. So these verses are absolutely critical for anyone who truly desires to prosper in the things of God, prosper spiritually, prosper financially, prosper in their health and marriage, in their mind, in their business, in every area. Amen. And to have spiritual success. These verses are absolutely crucial. Why? Because two people can hear the same word, right? Same word, but have two different results. What's the difference? One is a believer who hears and receives faith. The other one's a skeptic who does not really hear. Amen. And there's a lot of skeptical people. Amen. So what we also need to understand here is what we receive is not up to Jesus, it's up to us. Because Jesus said it himself. Take heed what you hear. So he's putting the responsibility on us. A lot of times people just want to, well, if God wants me to prosper, he'll make it happen. Well, you're going to just sit around and do nothing? You're going to have to apply yourself. You're going to have to hear the word. You're going to have to receive the word. And you're going to have to do something with the word you hear, not just being a hearer, but a doer, right? So what we receive is not up to Jesus. It's up to us. Now, the Amplified, I need to read Amplified. Verse 24 in the Amplified says, the measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. Sowing and reaping. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. Now, watch this. New American Standard Bible says, by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. So you set the standard in your life. You set the standard. It's time to raise the standard. It's time to raise the standard in the church. The church has just been getting by with crumbs for way too long. Like, we're not the dogs to lick the crumbs that fall from the master's table. We are seated at the table. We are seated at the table. We're family. We're seated together with Christ in heavenly places. We're jointly seated. We are joint heirs with Christ. Come on, somebody. We're joint heirs. We're heirs of the heavenly kingdom. That's why Paul prays that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened so that we may know the hope of his calling. We may know what? The glorious riches of his inheritance in the saints. That we may know the surpassing greatness of his power that's at work in us, which is the same power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him high above and far above every principality, power, and might, and every name that is named. Amen. So say this after me. By my standard of measure, it will be measured back to me. So that means you set the standard of measure of what you receive. Not somebody else. I like that idea. I'm not dependent on somebody else. Not anybody else. Not the government. Not the banks. Not the naysayers. Not Sister Bucket Mouth. Not Mrs. Doubtfire. Nor prophet do that. You set the standard. Nobody else. And I like that because it depends on me. And that also means you're the only one that can stop the blessing in your life. Nobody else can stop the blessing. And no one can curse whom God has blessed. If you decide to walk in the blessing, you'll be blessed. And no one can stop that. Amen. I thought I would hear a better hallelujah than that. Okay. Not somebody else, not anybody else. You determine the standard. Well, and in that same chapter, Jesus talks about 30-fold. You know what 30-fold is? 30 times. You know what that is in percentage? 3,000%. 3,000% increase. Nah, she didn't like that one. Do I hear 60? Do I hear 60? Do I hear 60-fold? Do I hear 60-fold? 6,000%. No. Do I hear 100-fold? Do I hear 100-fold? 10,000%. 30-fold, nah, 60-fold, I want 100-fold. Hey, if you can set the standard, why not set the standard at 100-fold? And then live up to the standard of 100-fold. Romans 10:10 says, with the heart man believes. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That means you cannot receive beyond what you believe. You cannot receive beyond what you believe. And you cannot believe beyond the revelation you have. That's what happens. Faith comes by hearing. Revelation knowledge comes by hearing, which energizes your faith, and now you're able to believe. So you need to work on the believing part, hearing part and the believing part. Praise God. Now there's a cumulative effect. Here's the issue. A lot of people give up before they see the power of compounding effect, cumulative effect. I'm going to start you with a penny today. I'm going to give you one penny. Who's excited about one penny? One cent. If you double that penny for the next 30 days, you know what you have on the 30th day? $5,368,709.12. In 30 days, doubling that penny every day. Second, double it the first day. Two cents. Double it again, 4 cents. Double it again, 8 cents. Double it again, 16 cents. Whatever. Double it again, 32 cents. Double it again, 64 cents. I mean, double it again, $1.20. It's only on the eighth day you just get over the hump of $1. And everybody's like, yeah, whatever. But keep doubling it. By the end of the second week, you're at $81.92. By the end of the third week, you're at $10,485, $85.76. By the end of the fourth week, you're over $1 million. $1,342,177.28. See, do not despise the day of small beginnings. If you just double it every day, you start with one penny by the end of the fourth week, by the 28th day, you're over $1 million. By the 30th day, you're over $5 million. And if let's just go for 31 days, $10,737,418.23. This is just starting with a penny and doubling it every day. So the cumulative effect. A lot of times people just start, you know, like I said, after the first week, seventh day, I'm just at 64 cents. This ain't working. It is actually working. It's actually working. But 64 cents is nothing to get excited about. After 1 week, or after 2 weeks, how about after 3 weeks? After 4 weeks, see, it's the cumulative effect of just doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling. Hallelujah. Double, double. There's a cumulative effect of you walking by faith. This is where a lot of people miss it because we've been so conditioned to expect quick results. We're living in a time of microwave Christianity. We're living in a time of mech revival. I'm gonna pull up to the window, give me 3 shakes and a roll. We're living in the days of the 22-minute church. There's a church called the 22-minute church up in the Panhandle area. No longer exists, thank God. Like that cursed fig tree. 22-minute church, drive-through church. Church at the movies. Popcorn cotton candy church. So that's why the Bible tells you never despise the day of small beginnings. After 2 weeks, hey, you know what? I just got around $81.92. Yeah, I'm not too excited about that. After the third week, now you're over $10,000. But the fourth week, you break over $1 million. So I'm just trying to tell you, I'm just trying to paint a picture for you that it truly pays to stick with it. Just be faithful. Keep doing what you know to do. Keep doing the word. Keep doing the word. Keep doing the word. Keep doing the word. It's not going to fail you. Pastor, I've been doing this now a couple of weeks, man. $80. Do it another week. Do it another week. Do it another week. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Hallelujah. I'd love to see what it would be after a year. You ready for this? Wow, over $68 million in a year. If you double a penny every day. That seems rather low to me. Is that correct? Somebody do the math. No, that cannot, because after 50 days, oh my God, that's after 50 days you're over 5 trillion. Huh? The cumulative effect of your faith. God's a reward of those who diligently seek Him. You cannot walk by faith and fail. It's impossible for you to walk by faith consistently, stick to it, and not prosper, not break through, not overcome, and not succeed. It's impossible. Otherwise, God would be a liar. The only liar I know is the father of lies, the devil. He'll try to, after 7 days, he said, 64 cents, you're wasting your time. After 2 weeks, what was it? I mean, was it $80? You're wasting your time. After 3 weeks, just $10,000, you're wasting your time. But many times you're right there on the edge of your breakthrough. Because after 28 days, you just broke the threshold of $1 million. And I'm just trying to give you the cumulative effect. There is always a cumulative effect of your faith. God always starts you out with little. And when you're faithful with little, He'll make you ruler over much, right? It says, we just read it, to whom who has, more will be given. Amen? Why? Because God is looking for those that are faithful. Now, it's one thing to be in faith for a day. It's another thing to stay in faith. You got to stay in faith. Fight the good fight of faith. And the good fight is the one you win. Doesn't say fight the bad fight of faith. It says fight the good fight of faith. It's a good fight because you win. You win. You win. You win. It's a good fight because you win. And so for many, it's not the lack of faith, but it's the lack of fight. And then there's another thing I say. You got to put feet to your faith. You got to put feet to your faith. Action. You got to put some feet to your faith. Hallelujah. The law of increase. By your standard of measure, it will be measured back to you. Hallelujah. Come on, say this after me. I'm setting a high standard of measure for my life. I'm no longer settling for a low standard. From this day forward, I'm raising the standard in my life, in my family. I remember some years ago, there were these billboards and advertisements and about diamonds. It said, raise your standard of giving. And it was about diamonds. Hallelujah. The church has been operating on such a low standard for too long. If we have access to the wealth of the kingdom, why are we operating at such a low standard? Why are we thinking so small? Build your faith. Feed your faith, starve your doubts. Feed your faith, starve your doubts. Feed your faith. Starve your doubts. Feed your faith. Starve your doubts. Be careful when your neighbor, Mrs. Doubtfire, invites you to her church.
You want to come to my church?
No. Would you write it down? On the purple paper. On the purple paper. Purple paper. Feed your faith. Starve your doubts. I said, feed your faith, starve your doubts. What'd you write? That was a massive, huge. It's not a lack of faith, but a lack of fight. Yes, I said it that way. Some big letters. What'd you write? Feed your faith, starve your doubts. The law of increase. Increase. We are heirs of the heavenly kingdom, amen. I set the standard of what I receive. If you walk in the blessing, you'll be blessed. Faith comes by what you believe, hear and believe. Never despise small beginnings, just be faithful. And about a million exclamation points after it. I'm not going to look at your notes. It's probably just ha, ha, ha. Ho, 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 he, he, he. What you got here?
My same scribble.
I can't read that scribble.
Feed your faith.
Feed your faith. Your doubt.
Only I can read.
What you got there?
The early one.
The more you hear, the more you have, the more you will be given. That means you got to saturate yourself in God's word. There's a lot of people out there who are not interested in God's word because they're looking for a quick fix. They'd rather just run to some prophet, get a word, but then they're not going to do anything with the word of God. That's why everybody flocks to those meetings just waiting for a word from the new prophet in town. Well, they have already the word, but they're looking for a word, but they have the word. You got to be faithful with the word. Amen. So they'll go and, yeah, whatever. Okay. To hear some crazy revelation, they pull out of the book of imaginations. And everybody goes, wow, but it didn't change anybody's life. So you've got to get in the word for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. Number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpb.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.